It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
So the 17th nakshatra of Anuradha falls in the part of Scorpio, the beginning part of Scorpio, so to speak. Ruled by Mars, and it's a Kshatriya sign, right? Kshatriya planet. What does that signify? Anuradha is all about love and bonding. Finding the love to reach the zenith point is the life lesson of Anuradha. So what is Anuradha seeking in terms of heart of the nakshatra itself? What is it that drives the Anuradha nakshatra? Let's roll the intro. Like you see there, the 17th nakshatra of Anuradha has the life lesson of merging, which needs a bond of love. Anuradha needs to merge itself with something, with the bond of love, in order to feel something, in order to reach the zenith point. I'm jumping ahead of myself. Let's just start from the top. The temperament of Anuradha nakshatra is Dev, which means it is looking for a higher ideology of life. Dev is about higher ideologies. All the Devganas are about seeking the higher ideologies of life. Its Varna is Shudra, meaning its propensity is to go in for work, daily grind of work, so to speak. That's one of the qualities of any Shudra nakshatra, right? Its type is it is passive, meaning what? Again, to recap, all passive nakshatras have a challenge. And what is the challenge of a passive nakshatra? They will sit there and not do anything, waiting for things to come to them. Reactionary rather than being proactive about something in their life. So passive nakshatras need some sort of an inspiration which is unique to each and every nakshatra, which they need to go in for, which is buried in the life lesson down there, in order for it to become active. A nakshatra can sit there and be very passive and not accomplish anything in their life. It can happen. In fact, that's most common. This is why I'm bringing all this stuff to you. How do you activate a nakshatra so that whatever planets are sitting there suddenly become alive, suddenly have that exuberance of life, have some energy, have something in them that says, oh, I need to wake up, I need to go and do something in this world. So the type is passive. The drive is Sthiti, which means it is more interested in preservation, self-preservation, preserving something, rather than going and creating something. It is not a creator nakshatra. Think about this first. It is a sthiti. It wants to preserve something as a tradition, as a way of work, or in whatever it is trying to accomplish. The Lord is Mars because it is sitting in Scorpio. Therefore, it is Kshatriya. Therefore, it is interested in power, in politics, in leadership. So right off the bat, we can say that the angles in the D10 chart for Anuradha, good ones, are the top two, the first and the second, Indra and Agni. Why? Because Indra is more interested in qualities of power, leadership, authority, which is in line with the Lord Mars, who wants to achieve the same thing. By the way, even Sun would do good here because Sun is also a Kshatriya planet. So the Kshatriya planets being Mars and Sun, if you place them typically in a Kshatriya type of nakshatra, it will do well. It's just one more hint there for you. The second angle is 3 to 6 degrees, which will give it a strong work ethic, ability to overcome challenges, determination, inspirational, passionate, creative. The first two angles of the D10 chart right there on the top right corner. Also, another one I would think would do well for Anuradha is the fifth angle in a D10 chart, 12 to 15 degrees, which is excellent communication skills, adaptability, ability to connect with others. It's quick moving, talking skills could help because Scorpio is typically very introverted, does not want to speak. It'll sit there passive. This is a passive nakshatra in Scorpio. So Anuradha needs what? Life lesson. Always come back to the life lesson, link it up with drive and type to understand the heart of any nakshatra, any one of these 27. As a rule, do it. You will see the commonality again and again and again. Merging needs bond of love to be aroused to reach the zenith point, the orgasmic point. But we are not talking about physical intimacy here. We are talking about what? As a being, as an embodied soul, what does Anuradha Nakshatra tell us, asking us to do? It is asking you to first find love. That is what will change the passive nakshatra to become active. Otherwise, Anuradha is going to sit there, oh, I don't love to do this. I don't love to do arts. I don't love to do creativity. I don't love this. I don't love that. Find something that you do love. That is the challenge of Anuradha Nakshatra. And then you will know what it is you want to preserve. The drive is sthiti. The drive wants you to preserve something. What is it that you're looking to preserve? Even in your career, for example. This is why Mars would do very well. This is why you need Anuradha people. Heart of it is to find love in whatever they are going to do in order for this passive nakshatra to become active and functional. Okay, next we shall be seeing the other half of Scorpio, the 18th, the Jyeshtha, the elder one. That's next. Meanwhile, take care, be safe. Thank you for watching.